As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
What's up? We've got some breaking news for you, Cowboys Nation. Kent Garrison here from About Them Cowboys, along with our esteemed writer from The Athletic covering the Cowboys every day, Father John Mishoda, and our host with the most from the About Them Cowboys podcast, Kevin KT Turner, to react to DeMarcus Lawrence being out. We just did a podcast talking about Randy Gregory being out, but less than 24 hours later, John, DeMarcus Lawrence may be out for the season.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the full season. It sounds like it's more of a, you know, 6 to 8 week type thing. But then when he comes back, you know, who knows how long it's going to take him to get caught up and things like that. Either way, you're looking at half the season for a defense that it's
indefinitely.
It's a defense that doesn't have just a bunch of playmakers ready to step in. So it's not good.
Yeah. And you're kind of counting on DeMarcus Lawrence to carry a bit of a heavier load this week with Randy Gregory likely not playing against the Chargers. And now you're down to your third and fourth and fifth and six defensive ends, which was not necessarily a strong point for this team. I think they had filled it with numbers to kind of, you look at their defensive end depth and go, okay, Terrell Basham and Dorrance Armstrong and maybe Bradley and I plays at some point. But, you know, those are good numbers. Sometimes you get hurt to fill in a game or two. We're talking about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games, things like that. That really changes things, especially because of how good DeMarcus Lawrence is against the run as well. I mean, that's the big kicker for me is the pass rush stuff too, but they need a good run stopper on defense, and he was their best run player.
I'm not the type of person that normally says stuff like this, but like, I think it's now is time. You might even have to go out and kick the tires on doing some type of a trade. Like, you're going to have to give up some draft capital. This isn't a team that's built to, well, in 2 or 3 years, this team is built to win right now. You might have to sacrifice some draft capital. And I know that might not be what Mike McCarthy and the guys want to do, but it's like, it's bigger than just DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory. You got Tristan Hill, who, you know, is still working on the cords. We don't know when he's coming back. Neville Gallimore with the elbow. You know, you're just depending on so many guys. Like, you're depending on Carlos Watkins and Brent Urban and Oso Digizua. Now you're going to be looking towards Chauncey Golston, who hasn't really done anything to try and come in there. Terrell Basham hasn't really shown us much. Dorrance Armstrong, I think, is fine as your number 3 or 4 edge rusher. He's going to have to step in on Sunday and be your number 1. And then when Gregory comes back, he's going to have to be number 2. Like, I don't know who's out there yet. I'm going to be working on that probably in the coming days, but you got to try and pull off something. You know, they've done it in the past with like a Michael Bennett type move. I mean, it's not going to be anybody that wows you. They're not going to go out and trade a bunch of draft picks for Joey Bosa or somebody like that. They're not going to go get Chase Young, but you got to go get somebody that's got some proven ability here. Or what are you doing on defense? This defense, I mean, Dan Quinn can only do so much. If you don't have talent there, how are you getting at the quarterback? And if they're not getting to the quarterback, they're not good enough on the back end to be making plays back there. So things are going to get ugly. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know exactly the plan is as of right now, but it appears that DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be gone for the first half of the season. I don't know how you make up for that type of a loss, which is with just what's on the roster.
Yeah, no, it's you don't. You know, that's the first answer is you don't. Now the one I don't know if positive is the word, but I want a glimmer of hope, I guess. You know, you got the Chargers. We knew that was going to be an evenly matched game. The schedule does ease up a little bit before you hit your bye week, which is week 7 of the NFL season. With Philadelphia, we think, Well, you know, we'll see how Philadelphia performs at San Francisco. Carolina, you feel like you've got a better roster than them. The New York Giants, and then you've got the Patriots. I think overall, I'd look at those teams that have – we've got a better roster. We should be better than those teams. And by we, I mean the Cowboys. I think for them, that's one thing I can point to say all is not lost. But I don't know where that pressure comes from if it's not – if it's not Randy Gregory or DeMarcus Lawrence. We can talk all we want about Micah Parsons is going to rush the passer. It's, we got to see that first and how he's utilized. And what if that's not utilized as much as maybe we had talked about? Because that's still an unproven thing to talk about.
Yeah, and you can't just send him every time. The reason why Micah rushing the passer was interesting is because you were mixing it in with Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence and Neville Gallimore and Osa and then Tristan Hill when he gets back. And, like, you know, maybe you get more out of Carlos Watkins or Brent Urban. Maybe Chauncey Golston kind of flashes a little bit. Then on top of that, but when it's like he's the only pass rusher that you really can count on out there and it's, well, we're going to get to Justin Herbert with Dorrance Armstrong and Micah Parsons. Well, good luck with that because they – the Redskins, I don't know why I keep calling him that, Washington football team has Chase Young, and he had a hard time getting after him. I mean, they have a much better front seven than the Cowboys do, and they had issues getting to Justin Herbert. So, yeah, the schedule gets easier, but at the same time, this is a defense that is lacking playmakers, and they just lost their best playmaker. You know, when I was writing something for The Athletic just a minute ago before we started recording this, I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, outside of Dak Prescott, you can throw DeMarcus Lawrence in the conversation with anybody else on the roster in terms of most valuable player on this team. And you can say Amari Cooper is a better wide receiver or CeeDee Lamb is a better wide receiver than DeMarcus Lawrence is as an edge rusher, but they also have CeeDee Lamb behind Amari Cooper and Amari Cooper behind CeeDee Lamb. Like, the drop-off after DeMarcus Lawrence is significant. And this, again, the defense just lacks playmakers. So this is a huge loss.
And it's not only just the ability for him to get sacks better than anybody on the team. I mean, he's the heart and soul of this defense. He's the leader on this defense. I mean, I feel like they kind of move as he moves in his attitude. I know it will probably be Micah Parsons by the end of the season, and he'll be the clear leader of that defense, I would think, playing linebacker. But, I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence kind of embodies everything that defense is trying to be, and it's just going to be even harder for them to get to their goal without just his experience out there on the field. It really is.
I think I just want to throw out names because this is maybe a little early and maybe a tad reckless, but let's throw out names of guys they could maybe give a call, okay, just because I know a lot of fans, your mentions are going to be lit up with this, John. Available defensive end types, Olivier Vernon, who's 30 and, you know, hasn't been effective in a while.
Crawford
retired.
Who has the same agent as DeMarcus Lawrence. Go on.
Makes sense. Well, what about Bruce Irvin, who spent a lot of time with Dan Quinn?
I'm open to anything.
I am too.
Here's somebody that Cowboys might – oh, not for this price. I know the Bears want to get rid of Robert Quinn. So
yeah.
If we'd ever want him back at any kind of discount, I'm sure you can work that out.
I mean, there are ways you could make that work. You know, the other thing – did Vic Beasley ever sign with anyone? Because Vic Beasley, who was with Atlanta for a while, but I don't know if he ended up signing with anyone. He may be hurt. That's the thing. We're now like talking about the scrap heap, and that becomes a bit of a problem. But he had spent time in Atlanta. He was drafted by Atlanta, and then all of a sudden, like, you hear nothing about him. He may be just on the street right now. Because
Alden Smith's still out there.
He hadn't been healthy. Alden Smith, Alden Smith has.
Yeah, that's not happening. Vic Beasley is still available. Yeah, Vic Beasley is still available. He's a free agent right now.
I mean, I'm looking at people who have Dan Quinn connections, and that's one along with Bruce Irvin. The Alden Smith thing, you know, I think that's all gone.
Go get Adrian Claiborne. He can get. No, I'm just going. Sorry.
Dan Quinn connections. No, Dan Quinn connections, though. Like, realistically, that's what we're talking about. Because. You're not replacing DeMarcus Lawrence, but you got to try something. You can't just sit there with your hands behind your back and say, okay, Terrell Basham, Dorrance Armstrong, go get 60 snaps and give us what you got. Nah, that's not going to end up good for you, and especially when you don't have a difference maker at defensive tackle. So this is bad. This is a bad thing. And, you know.
Adrian Claiborne's a free agent, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come get 19 sacks against Herbert.
I think that's the thing.
In one game.
Can you just buy time? I think might be what they're thinking.
Well, I'm just wondering what Lawrence is going to be like when he comes back. I mean, foot injuries are generally not something that, like, when you come back from, you just hit the ground running. Like, it could take him a while even after he returns, you know? And I mean, yeah, okay, so here, well, if we want to just try and be real positive, yeah, you could sit there and say, yeah, the schedule gets a little bit weaker, and then when you get Lawrence back, you're also going to have all this experience and those extra snaps that Lawrence has got, and Terrell Basham and Chauncey Golston, and maybe this will pay off in the long run because these guys will have all gotten this extra playing time and they'll be ready to roll. I just wonder, even when Lawrence gets back, how ready he's going to be to go week one. I mean, this is a guy that didn't do anything in the offseason because he had the offseason back surgery. They didn't do anything really at training camp at all. Didn't do anything in the preseason because it was all about week one. It was just get him to week one. You know, even if he gets, you know, banged up a little bit, you know, he's a tough guy. You know, DeMarcus plays through a lot of stuff. And then you have this, and it just, like, man, like, it just one thing after another.
Well, the reason I was saying that is because however long, and we'll know more in the coming days, the specific time that he's out. But let's say for now, let's say it's 6 to 8 weeks. And bye week is week 7. My whole point is by then, hypothetically, you're getting Michael Gallup back and you're getting Lyle Collins back as well. Because at the end of the day, with or without DeMarcus Lawrence, the way this team wins games is if their offense is rolling. That's how it was going to have to be. The defense is going to have to step up time to time. The offense has still got to roll. Now, what I'm saying is a bunch of little hits. This is not what Denver's dealing with you know, Jerry Jeudy getting hurt, or what the Jets are dealing with Mekhi Becton, or what the Ravens are dealing with Marcus Peters, and then all of their running backs. This is four or five things happening. Gregory out with COVID, Zach Martin out with COVID last week, DeMarcus Lawrence, Michael Gallup, and then Lyle Collins. It's a lot to take all at once this early in the season.
Yeah, and then even when you talk about those guys coming back, you're kind of like, okay, so 6 to 8 weeks from now, yeah, you get a lot of these guys are going to be back, but, like, who do they lose between now and then? I mean, at the rate they're going right now, I mean, I hate to be negative about this, but it's like you are in this process of where you're just kind of like, all right, well, now who's going to be the next one this is going to happen to? I mean, this isn't even in a game. This happened in a non-padded practice. They weren't even wearing pads. I knew something was up. I didn't think it was anything serious, but I knew something was up because we were supposed to talk to DeMarcus after practice, and we didn't get to talk to him, and so I was like, oh, okay, maybe he just didn't want to go today. He'll go tomorrow or the next day or whatever. And then you get the injury report and you see that he was limited in practice. So, I mean, that tells you, obviously, I mean, we saw him out there. He was practicing. But then, you know, obviously he breaks his foot and has to leave. And it's probably, obviously, season ending would have been the worst news. But it's the news right below that level. It's not great.
Better go score 35 against the Chargers. Oh,
all these teams, you know, that's the way it's going to have to go. All these teams coming up, even the ones that we look at the schedule right now and go, ah, oh, that could be winnable, whatever. No, you're going to have to, it's going to have to be 30-plus points in all these games. Let's not act like that the job was done by just the way the defense played against Tampa. Like, if you don't have those four turnovers, sure, like, how ugly that could have turned into. So how do you know you're still going to get those takeaways? So I'm interested, man. You know, Dan Quinn's going to have to dial some stuff up. He's going to have to get pretty wild with some things. But like I said, I feel like you have to go and get somebody that's not on this roster right now, whether it be free agency, whether it be in a trade. You have to get somebody else. Like, you got to get more than what's on this roster. And the reason why I say it is because it's bigger than just defensive end. Defensive tackle's thin, too. Yeah.
Man, tough breaking news. DeMarcus Lawrence out indefinitely with a foot injury. We're hearing that it's somewhat severe to the point that he will be missing multiple games. So make sure that you stay locked into The Athletic for the latest. John, I'm sure, will be writing about this because that's what John does. He covers this team better than anyone. For our producer, Kent Garrison, for Father John Machota, I am KT. Talk to you next time.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.